This is Dr. Ng, Dixon patient. Last name is Fuller, F-U-L-L-E-R. First name is Christian. Date of visit is August 21, 2024. Next, the patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury, first up. As a matter of fact, he was involved in two traumatic brain injuries, first up. The first one is 2018 at 29 Palms, California, first up. A patient was playing soccer, first up. During the soccer practice, a patient got hit on the head by another person's elbow, first up. A patient tells me that he was hit in the left side of the head, first up. It was a significant blow to the head, first up. A patient did not lose consciousness, first up. Patient developed severe headache, first up. Patient is confused and disoriented, first up. A patient has blurred vision, first up. A patient was not able to function well for the next 3 days, first up. Patient has persistent headaches, first up. Next paragraph for the next episode is 2020, again at 29 Palms, California, first up. Patient was doing a physical training in the military. First up, patient was performing a martial arts training. First up, patient was flipped over. First up, as he was landing, his head landed on the ground first. First up, hit the top of the head onto the ground. First up, patient developed severe head pain. First up, patient denies loss of consciousness. So first up, however, patient has severe headaches for the next several days. First up, patient was confused and disoriented. First up, patient also poor balance for the next few days. First up, patient also significant dizziness. Since the event, patient has significant headaches. First up, patient has significant light sensitivity and sound sensitivity. First up, patient also frequent dizziness. First up, a patient also has significant balance issues. So first up, patient has intermittent blurred vision. First up, patient very sensitive to sound and light. First up, Mr. Griff, a patient is currently working for T-Mobile. First up, a patient tells me that he works in sales. So first up, patient has significant difficulty to communicate with people because of his memory deficit. So first up, patient also has severe headaches. So first up, which is limiting his work. Performance. First up, patient becomes very sensitive to light and sound. First up, patient also sometimes becomes very dizzy at work. First up, patient also poor balance at work. First up, this marks the end of the patient.